Good morning, beloved. Thank you for your hospitality and inviting me into your home for our little 5-minute journey together. This morning we are in Matthew chapter 13, verses 1 through 17. And today we begin reading the first part of chapter 13, which introduces a collection of Jesus' teachings known as parables. The word parable comes from a Greek term that means to throw alongside. Jesus often taught by means of parables, using images from everyday life alongside the lesson as a way of illustrating or clarifying his message. Today's reading is the parable of the sower, also known as the parable of the seeds or the parable of the four kinds of soil. And again, God's saving word for us this week has been wisdom. So let's begin reading Matthew chapter 13, beginning at verse 1. That same day, Jesus left the house and went to the lakeside, where he sat down to teach. The crowd that gathered around him was so large that he got into a boat and sat in it while the crowd stood on the shore. He used parables to tell them many things. Once there was a man who went out to sow grain. As he scattered the seed in the field, some of it fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some of it fell on rocky ground where there was little soil. The seeds soon sprouted because the soil wasn't deep, but when the sun came up, it burned the young plants, and because the roots had not grown deep enough, the plants soon dried up. Some of the seed fell among the thorn bushes, which grew up and choked the plants. But some seeds fell in good soil, and the plants bore grain. Some had 100 grains, others 60, others 30. And Jesus concluded, "Listen then, if you have ears." Then the disciples came to Jesus and asked him, "Why do you use parables when you talk to the people?" Jesus answered, "The knowledge about the secrets of the kingdom of heaven has been given to you, but not to them. For the person who has something will be given more, so that he will have more than enough. But the person who has nothing will have taken away from him even the little he has. The reason I use parables in talking to them is that they look but do not see, and they listen but they do not hear or understand. So the prophecy of Isaiah applies to them, which is, this people will listen and listen, but not understand. They will look and look, but not see, because their minds are dull, and they have stopped up their ears and have closed their eyes. Otherwise, their eyes would see, their ears would hear, their minds would understand, and they would turn to me, says God, and I would heal them. As for you, how fortunate you are. Your eyes see and your ears hear. I assure you that many prophets and many of God's people wanted very much to see what you see, but they could not, and to hear what you hear, but they did not." And today's key verse is Matthew chapter 13, verse 11, where Jesus answered, "The knowledge about the secrets of the kingdom of heaven has been given to you." You know, beloved, it is so obvious we live in this world. All of the physical stimuli that assaults us, our hearing, our taste, our sight, our smell, our touch, everything. I mean, we're living in this physical world, and sometimes it might seem so overwhelming that we forget that our citizenship, although we might be citizens of the United States of America or wherever you are where you're hearing this message, we as believers in God are true citizens of heaven. And we need to have our senses sharpened to the things of God. And what Jesus was saying here is that even though this is a huge crowd of people that have come to listen to him, they are not going to be able to receive what he is teaching because they're of this world. They're paying attention to the things of this world. They like gathering around Jesus because Jesus feeds them. but their eyes and ears are not attuned to the things of the kingdom of God. Beloved, work through all that static that is around us in this world in which we live, and sharpen our eyes and ears to the sounds of heaven, because that's where our citizenship lies. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, give me ears to listen to you. I confess that sometimes I may be like an exposed path or rocky ground or a thorn bush, but I want to be good soil. Plant the seed of your word in my heart. Teach me to nourish this seed through daily prayer and by studying the Holy Scriptures, so that I may grow in faith and bear fruit for your kingdom. Amen. Well, our Thursday morning together has come to an end. Join me tomorrow morning as we will be reading again in Matthew chapter 13, this time verses 18 through 35, where Jesus explains the parable of the sower. Until tomorrow morning, then, beloved, may God richly bless you, and may you have the spiritual eyes to see it coming. In Jesus' name, amen.